high desert and the great American Southwest. I bid you good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be on the planet's time zones. Every single one of them covered by this radio program, Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell. Great to be with you. Honored to be with you, to escort you through the weekend of, well, who knows what. Coming up in a, you know, in our history, the short human history that we have, I guess as far as UFOs are concerned, we would probably name Roswell first, right? And then I think many people would name the Meyer case, the Billy Meyer case, and then the Phoenix Lights probably in more modern day. Michael Horn, coming up in a moment, has researched the Meyer case, the UFO contacts, for 26 years. Michael Horn is now the authorized American media representative for the Meyer case. And the new book, a quote, "And Still They Fly," unquote. In 2001, Michael challenged the top international professional skeptics to duplicate the Meyer photographic evidence. Their complete failure to do so culminated in their public refusal to submit their photographs for scientific testing. Even more importantly, the specific, prophetically accurate information spanning 50 years that Meyer has published continues to be confirmed by events as they unfold. For his trouble, there have been 19 documented assassination attempts on Meyer's life. Michael is convinced that the Meyer case is the most important story in all of human history. In a moment, we'll examine why and whether it really is true. Stay right there. Radio. I would not think there would be too many in this educated audience that would not know about the Meyer case. However, one never knows, and so it bears asking Michael very quickly, just in case there are some people out there not familiar with the Meyer case, who is Billy Meyer and what happened to him?
Sure. May I take just a moment before I launch into that, because I'm delighted to do it, and just give you sincere thanks for having me on again, especially because I think you were too modest to acknowledge that the sun setting in the sea, the sizzling sounds of the skeptics disappearing into anonymity, was probably the coup de grace was the appearance on your show in March of 2004 when they refused to have their little dinky photos of the model UFO subjected to the same testing as Meyer's. And just so you and your audience will know, right after that, James Randi, who had called the case a farce any child could see through, withdrew his claim that it was a hoax. So I'm going to be happy to answer your question, and then we can perhaps move on to the content of the case. I'm going to say up front, we now know that the case is true, and I'm going to be delighting in telling you that and accepting your challenges. So, who is Billy Meyer? He is about a week away from being a 68-year-old Swiss man, often called a simple Swiss farmer, because he lives in a farm and has lived in a farm for many years, I guess. As I say, he has one arm and has only had one arm since 1965, which is pivotal to some of the aspects of his case. He claims that since he was 5 years of age, that he has been having voluntary face-to-face and onboard contacts, not abductions, onboard contacts with human beings from another star system that we have commonly but mistakenly identified as the Pleiadian star system, Pleiades, that we see in the night sky. Mm-hmm. His contacts are with humans. He has met, he claims, members of many, many different types of races, primarily human, but some others that would be considered strange to us. Before I say any more about it, let me just put the allegedly over those parts of this that we can't prove when we speak about things that either haven't happened yet or information that pertains to past history that we have not yet either proved or disproved, okay?
A lot of people would ask, why a farmer?
Sure.
In Switzerland. Why not the President of the United States, the President or the leader of the Soviet Union, or Russia now, or whatever?
Sure. Well, just it is not commonly known, but it is on record that in 1979, these ETs authorized Meyer to authorize the investigative team to present an offer to the U.S. government under President Jimmy Carter for contacts to begin between the Pleiaren, as these people are known, and the U.S. government. I have seen that letter. I even have an email copy of it. The contact offer was turned down. The primary reason, apart from other terms that may have been off-putting to the U.S. government, was that for the time being, these contacts, the intermediary for the Pleiaren would be Meyer. And so that apparently didn't sit well with the egos that were sitting in the White House, if that story is true. So, again, these are the types of things where when you ask some of these questions, I have to simply report the information as I know it.
And so you're saying they began with Meyer, but they desire the contacts that we're talking about.
Not necessarily, but they were offered. In other words, they would not be a substitute for the contacts with Meyer because the purpose of the contacts with Meyer, just so I'll reiterate in detail this, but to bottom line it, the long efforts of, let's say, 53 years of information that they've given him and that he has painstakingly published for at least the last 30 has been focused on a bottom line for now, and that is pertaining to the human race's future survival. That's what we're going to actually get to here. It's okay. Not so much about technology. It's not so much about meeting the Space Brothers and all that stuff. Mm. I understand those questions and those concerns. They fascinate me. But after researching this as diligently as I have, and there are many other people that have done it, those are my conclusions.
Okay. But if it's a question of our survival as a planet, which is what you just said, then that information obviously would be better served going to the leaders of the planet, those who would have some possibility of having an effect on what's going on.
Well, here's how it's looked at. As far as they're concerned, and they were telling this to Meyer back as far as 1975 at least, it is not the leadership of the planet that is going to take the planet voluntarily in, quote-unquote, the right direction. This has to be done at a level of self-responsibility that starts with each individual and expands upward from there. In other words, as I say on the DVD, we must lead the leaders.
Well, I don't like to be cynical, but if that's true, we're doomed.
We may well be. I don't want to be cynical either, and that's why when I have tonight, I consider this tonight to be the most important appearance regarding the Meyer case I've ever done in my life. Albeit for you and I, it's relatively brief, but I think in the period of time that we have, I will give you and your listeners something to think about, and if anybody can come away with anything less than this is the most important story in history and we need to wake up, they're free to, as they sometimes do, harangue me with emails.
Well, when I said doomed, I mean, I don't think that I've known a time in the world where there is less individual responsibility going on than today. And maybe that's just my aging.
No, you're right.
But I think I'm right.
Yeah, hence we're in trouble. And so however you want to look at it, whether the information comes from alleged ETs or Swiss farmers or Art Bell or Michael Horn, or the man in the street and the woman in the street all over the world, we're accurately perceiving we are in trouble. I don't think that a lot of people fully understand the depth of it, the kind of momentum of events that are upon us, and I can't tell you I fully understand everything. We're all just living an individual life, one of 7.5 billion, if the Pleiaren are correct.
Is the contact with Meyer still going on?
Yes. The last one I know about was September 9th. We'll get to that. I promise to tell you what's in that before the end of the show because it'll upset a lot of people, so I'd prefer to wait.
Okay.
But I want to be able to, if it's okay with you, I'd like to go into items that just happened. Let me recap it this way. We have five categories of what remain still irreproducible physical evidence. We know the skeptics have been unable to duplicate it. No one has come forward. And that alone should be enough for most people to say, hey, this is real. We don't know what it means, but it's real. But I'm going to actually suggest to you right now the thing that I call the higher standard proof. If there were no photographs, films, video, sound recordings, or metal samples that have been analyzed, if none of this existed, the higher standard of proof is compelling enough to let us know this is authentic. And that higher standard of proof is this. For the past 30 years, Meyer has published, and I have to use this term, prophetically accurate scientific and world event related information given to him by these people for 53 years. He was told to hold back and many times to not publish things until certain times. And we can always ask about that, but that's their agenda. This week, this past week, four separate events, four separate news stories made the headlines, and I mean Drudge, BBC, Frontline, and another website, and websites all over the world. These four items, in addition to the things that Meyer had already predicted, such as the U.S. attack on Iraq, the increase in Islamic terrorism that was going to follow, the appearance of SARS, the spread of mad cow disease.
Where was all of this documented, Michael?
Well, you know what?
What?
Hold on to your horses, Art. It's sitting on your bookshelf. When we sent you originally back in about 2001, the first book, And Yet They Fly,
right,
on pages 347 and 355, etc., these things are in there, but that's not their first publication, even though each of them in that book with that copyright date is in the book before they happened. Some of that information was written in 1995, all the way back into the 70s. This is ironclad proof. You can't go back. I can't run over to your place in Pahrumph, pull that book off the shelf and take out the things I don't like and stick the ones in that I do and then say, see?
That's right.
Art, I want the people at home to listen to this. And I just will tell you, you can see a lot of this for free. I've set my website up and my newsletter for free that people can get this information enough that they can check it out. If people want the other stuff, that's great. I love it. There's DVDs and books and all that. That's my pitch on the products. The rest of this is free. Find out. Now, that book that has that information, those documents were first published years and years and years ago. On the information pertaining to the U.S. attack on Iraq, the increase in Islamic fundamentalist terrors, the spread, the appearance of SARS, mad cow disease spreading, renewed concerns about chemical warfare and weapons, and here's one so specific and so unique, the threat of an avoidable accident at the nuclear power plant near Lyon, France. That was in writing in 95. I downloaded it in 98. It's in the book from 2001 that you've got. That last event, August 12, 2003, the nuclear power plant near Lyon, France made the news that they vented off the hot water, whatever the heck it was, and they caught the accident before it happened, as Meyer says specifically in that book, and in the new edition of the book, it's still in there too. Now, we have this week, that's just a few of the things that I've documented. There's an article on my website, Proof Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. I've got 60 of these. Now I've got four or five more to add to it. And here's what happened. Superquakes and volcanic eruptions tied into petroleum extraction. Now, if people go and if they want to follow along, I've set it up so my website, my little friend who does my web work for me today,
they'll be able to follow along.
They can follow along.
Yep.
It's theyfly.com.
Yep.
T-H-E-Y. You know, and there's a link from your site. Thank you. On the front page, there's a line that says, scientists confirm Meyer's information 30 years later. If they click on that, they're going to get to a page called Breaking News, where we not only have all the PDFs, we've got some of this stuff that I've been talking about where the documents already exist, and I even put some of the quotes in there.
Indeed, now, he does have all of this there. I'm looking at a PDF right now.
There it is.
Called Indonesian Tsunami, probably tripped by, and then it gives a name of an oil company.
Yeah, we don't have to lambast. All the oil companies are involved, so who cares to pinpoint somebody right now?
So your contention is, or Meyer's or theirs, that the Indonesian quake came from pumping oil.
If they click on the link that says Payaran Earthquake Warning from 1976, and that's right there and it's easy to find, they're going to find a document from an article of mine, which is called When Will We Learn? In there, I quote the Contact 45 from 1976. Now, I first read this in 86 when I got the contact report. So I've had this for a long time, and other people, of course, have had it even longer. If you scroll down through there, and by the way, let me just say right now, when people read the rest of Meyer's stuff, this is going to offend you. It's going to offend you if you have strong political beliefs, if you have strong religious beliefs, if you've got strong anything. There's plenty here. He's an equal opportunity offender, and so are they, because they're not diplomats. They tell it like they see it. It's either true or it isn't. We like it, we don't like it. It's irrelevant to the truth. But in this document, I have bolded, let's say 60 through 62 sentences. And for those that don't have the internet, I'm sorry, just follow along as best you can with this. There are also further boldings where they talk about the consequences ultimately of this and how the shifting of weight takes place inside the earth. And they mention here the creation of gigantic lakes by damming. I've bolded this because the article, this new article on the tsunami, mentions this talk of the dangers now of large dams creating earthquakes. Mm-hmm. Folks, this is 1976. Look at this document. It wasn't written yesterday. It wasn't written in time to come on the air tonight. Okay?
In what manner, Michael, are these things unfolded and known to Billy?
They are told to him at the discretion of the Pleiaron, and under certain circumstances, there's certain things he is not allowed to publish. He may transcribe them, but not publish them till after.
What I mean is, is it a movie? Is he shown these things? Is
he's
it telepathy?
I see what you say. Okay, well, let me explain it like this, Art. He has, as we said before, face-to-face and voluntary contact. Some take place in his office or in a forest, or they take place in their ships. The transcript, if you look and read that transcript, you're going to see that it's a conversation, though it's mainly one-sided, most of what I've transcribed there, because this is the information she's telling him. Now, he will ask questions very often. Well, what about this or what about that? You know, like this starts off with his question about the mining of ore. And she goes into this, and that leads to this whole thing about how the dangers are created for our planet. Now, he will then, and I cut off at certain points and come back to some quotes or explanations, but we have, there's thousands of pages of this. Most of it's in German. We only have about 2,000 to 3,000 pages translated into English. There's a brand new book coming out, and if anybody's in my website, you know, join my list, I'll send out a notice to people within 4 weeks. A dynamic, phenomenal book that's only been available in German with the digitized photos from Meyer plus texts. And it's a beautiful thing. Okay, let me get back to the point at hand. They tell him this stuff. In some cases, they take him and show him future events as they occur. Here's a controversial one. It's not what I was going to talk about tonight, but here it is. In 1978, allegedly, they took him forward in time to an earthquake that had not yet and still has not yet occurred in San Francisco, a big West Coast earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
He was allowed to take 11 photographs of San Francisco at that time. Wendell Stevens, who I'm sure you know of, Lieutenant Colonel Wendell Stevens, who was investigating this case starting in about 78, was in the kitchen with Billy when the photos came back from the shop in the little village where he sent them away to get developed. Billy does not make his own development. That's not a model-making Photoshop opportunity in 1978. When Wendell and about 6 or 7 other people were sitting around the kitchen table, Billy passed the photos around, which was something he was not supposed to do. But Wendell saw them, and at the time, in 78, he described what he saw. He said, the Transamerica building, the top pyramidal shape, has a crack running down across it diagonally. I think he said, and I could be wrong, that this had fallen to the ground, but if not, it was very cracked. He said the streets were very bad there. He said, but what struck me was, the cars don't look anything like the cars of today, for the windshields are sweeping up into the roofs, and the cars have a more rounded appearance for the most part. Now, all I ask you to do is, at some point, turn on your TV or open a magazine and start looking, if you haven't looked out your window or if you don't already own one, what the development of the windshields and cars and roofs are. Now, is that true? Is it going to happen? I don't know. But basically, to fundamentally answer your question, they will tell him these things just like in that document there, or they will take him and show him some things, but that's rare. He just doesn't go flying around in time and space to find out everything. The weird thing is that which he's published and published in advance, and I've researched, and other people who've even tried to disprove it have researched, he's published the stuff before the events occurred or before any other source has discovered the things that are new discoveries. So if we're on this page here about the tsunami and the earthquake and all of that, you can see, hopefully so, and you can read that document from 1976. They explain the dynamics by which this happens, and they warn that we will have increased frequency and intensity of these tectonic, geographical, land and earth change type of experiences. They also long ago, as far back as 53 and 56, told them about the climate changes, the storms, the weather patterns that were intimately connected also to the atomic bomb explosions, underground and atmospheric. And they are also connected to the petroleum extraction and the imbalance, tectonic imbalance, and how this whole interplay, along with the, you know, the decimating of forests, we are bringing upon ourselves these things to a large degree. And nature is going to be certainly cooperating with giving the effect to the cause that humanity has affected.
All right. Michael, I want you to hold it right there. When we come back, I'm going to read you some criticism of the Meyer case and let you deal with that, all right?
Sure.
All right, stay right there. And believe me, I do have that. Check the internet. It's all over the place. But I thought I'd let those of you who haven't heard it hear me coming right up.
Talk with Art Bell. Call the Wildcard Line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
It is indeed. Michael Horn is here. He is the official, I guess, worldwide or at least U.S. Representative for Billy Meyer in Switzerland, the famous contactee. I don't think abductee would be the right word, contactee. And in a moment, I've got some criticism that was sent to me by one of my listeners asking me if it's true or if any of it's true. Richard says, Art, is there any truth to this report? Will you please ask him about it during sometime during your Saturday show? Well, in a moment, Richard, I'm going to do that. It's a posting on the internet by something called Underground Video Inc. In a moment. Since we have the American representative for Billy Meyer here, it seems an appropriate time to read this. The following is a statement from Underground Video Inc., I don't know who they are, about the alleged photographs and stories of Billy Meyer concerning the Pleiadian visitors he encountered. Billy Meyer exposed! Recently, Underground Video has begun an in-depth inquiry into the most sensational UFO case in history. Our investigation first began as a supportive effort to verify the known facts of the Meyer case, to present the truth of alien human contacts to skeptics. With the assistance of members from the Hollywood special effects team of the Ultra Matrix Corporation, we studied the Meyer photographs and claims made by Meyer's Talmud Manual Genesis 3 publishing Light Years by Gary Kinder, the Pleiadian Connection by Randolph Winters, and the movie Contact. We also spent considerable time tracking the claims of computer expert and PhD Jim Dilatelso, as well as claims made through Michael Hessman and Guido Moosbrugger from a Meyer's Figu, F-I-G-U cult in Switzerland. After 6 months of intense inquiry, with the assistance of cinematographers, physicists, computer analysts from Total Research, we found the claims of the representatives of the Meyer case to absolutely be untrue. We discovered miniature models, a variety of deceptive methods used to create this hoax. Additionally, an undercover hidden camera investigation penetrated the Meyer cult in Switzerland, revealing irrefutable scientific evidence of fraud. Underground Video was one of the foremost defenders of the Meyer material. We are disappointed to now learn the entire case is a hoax. Representatives of any authenticity, representations rather, of any authenticity with regard to this case made by alleged scientific examination have proved to be totally unreliable and misleads the general public into believing a carefully fabricated lie. The persons who authenticated the Meyer case are not credible scientists nor investigators. Any previous representations of authenticity of the Meyer case in the Underground Video catalog should be ignored. Our findings will be presented to the Attorney General for possible prosecution for a consumer class action for fraud. It goes on, along with Underground Video's statement is a photograph showing one of Billy Meyer's alleged Pleiadian beam ships taken in 1981 after computer enhancement and careful scrutiny. It has been shown the beam ship is really a miniature model made out of an upside-down cake pan, disconnected copper hose fitting, a bracelet, carpet tacks, and various other unidentifiable or identifiable objects. The Meyer photograph of the beautiful Pleiadian alien, Sumyasi, turned out to be a photocopy of a model from a Sears catalog. Another one of Meyer's photographs, where he allegedly traveled into the future aboard a Pleiadian beam ship to photograph the aftermath of a 9.0 earthquake in San Francisco, showing the toppled Transamerica building, turned out to be a realistic-looking painting from a Geology magazine article about earthquakes. On top of these damning examples, every single one of Billy Meyer's photographs of Pleiadian ships have been shown to be of third, fourth, and even fifth generation of photographs of photographs. This means he likely airbrushed suspension wires and other signs of fraud. There is not one example of an original first-generation Billy Meyer photograph. On top of that, it has been shown that the reflections on some of the Pleiadian ships are not consistent with the position of the sun, indicating possible superimposition techniques. To top it off, a reporter found a bunch of miniature models exactly matching many of the Pleiadian ships shown in his photos. His ex-wife has come out to denounce him as a fraud. The evidence is overwhelming that the whole Billy Meyer story is unquestionably, absolutely, completely, and totally 100% bogus, case closed. Billy Meyer and his cohorts have made a lot of money out of this scam. I applaud Underground Video for seeking the truth about the Billy Meyer scam and disassociating itself from any involvement with Meyer. Billy Meyer has done more to hurt the legitimate field of UFO research than any other person alive today. It's really a shame. Signed, Michael Taylor. Right. There you have it.
Yeah. Well, I guess I better represent something else, Art, right?
Oh, I'm sure you would. Yes.
Okay. Let me inform you of a few things, and then as long as I can cover the other stuff, I'll be glad to do this.
Sure.
I'll do this quickly, but if people, you know, if you ever want me to give you a sentence-by-sentence refutation, I'll do it. But here it goes. This is a very, very old document. There was never a lawsuit filed. I have looked up, and you can look up on the Internet, too, and try and find underground video. I don't think they exist any longer. Ultramax.
Well, the document is there. I checked before
the
I read
document.
It.
I have it in front of me, the
yeah.
document.
Okay.
I cannot find underground video any longer. They were around with the video company. Ultramatrix, I haven't found anything about this. But let's go through this kind of quickly.
All right. Good.
Oh, my goodness. Where do we start? Well, we'll start somewhere near the top when he speaks about a Hollywood special effects team. Well, it just so happens that 6 months ago, I went to an Academy Award-winning special effects company in L.A., and I've promised not to reveal their name until they either do or do not attempt duplication. But here's what they said I could say. I showed them Myers photos and films, and by the way, these people won an award for multimillion-dollar science fiction special effects with spaceships, so you might be able to figure out which one it was. I showed them the photographs and films. I said, can you duplicate these? They said, if we can, we will need computer-generated imagery. I showed them the film clip that the skeptic said was an easily duplicated hoax. I said, is this a model where they scratched the negative, as the skeptic said? And they laughed at me. And they said, of course not. That's way beyond it. I said, are these films and photographs not, as I assume them to be, of better quality than any commercially produced film, sci-fi, UFOs, and spaceships made up to and including the date of Myers? They said there's no doubt about it. Whoever did the Ultra Matrix Corporation has never come forward to refute it. Now, this is, let me jump one by one here, I don't want to miss the other points I'm here to do. Basically, they say they had a hidden underground camera investigation, and it's revealing irrefutable scientific evidence of fraud. Will somebody please bring that forward? Why didn't they help out the poor, helpless skeptics at CFI West when you booted them off the air because they couldn't even duplicate with 21st century technology what Meyer was doing in 1975 with no computers, no Photoshop? I'll hit you a couple other things here. There were models here. They were made by the investigative team of highly reputable investigators led by Wendell
Stevens. All right, so what reporter found a bunch of miniature models?
Well,
exactly,
you tell me. They won't name anybody here.
They won't name anybody. All right, has his wife, in fact, denounced him?
Yeah, but you know what she did?
No.
She did it after she made a videotape affirming the validity of the case and after she passed lie detector tests with 15 other people. So this is a case about human beings. They were married for 30 years. She had no peace probably for most of the time because the world traipsed through her living room and her husband's running off in the middle of the night.
All right, the 9.0 earthquake in San Francisco.
Right, what they're talking about there, that picture?
Yes, they said that is a realistic-looking painting from a geology magazine.
No, because what Wendell Stevens saw wasn't that. Their explanation is this. Wendell saw the photographs of that. Later on, there was in that magazine, there was that painting. What Meyer was told was that just like the ET's pulse impulses of scientific discoveries and other things to screenwriters, scientists, people, and all of that, that information was put into our cosmos and somebody did a rendering of it. But that isn't what Wendell was talking about. He saw 11 photographs.
All right. A moment ago, you talked about digital photographs.
Right.
Are these photographs of photographs?
No,
or?
I will have to defer on the exact technology of it. There will be a new book where many of the photographs that we've seen were digitally enhanced. They weren't altered. By the way, there are no strings and things in Meyer's photographs. And I'm happy to do even an hour on the evidence in the case.
Okay, well, I think they said that the strings and things, as you put it,
were
airbrushed out, is what they said.
Meyer doesn't have airbrush equipment. This is 1975 to 78.
Okay.
In Santa Clara, California, in August of last year, I met a man who did work for Cal Corf, this debunker that they are relying on.
Oh, I know Cal well.
Yes, I know you do. He has been thoroughly discredited. He had to apologize to you as a public liar and defamer. James Deardorff and Jerome Jansen have links on my website where they shred everything he said. Now, just for the sake, if I may, and I'm not going to back away from, I'll defend all the physical evidence.
Okay.
But what we have here this week, there was on Frontline, the Al-Qaeda threat to Western Europe. That's a very specific thing that was reviewed and mentioned in Frontline. They had an article on the Internet. We have that that PDF that people can read. Meyer was warned about that as long ago as 1981. It's even in the 1987 Enoch prophecies, which I brought back in German language from Switzerland in 2002. They're for free available on my website as a link from the book and Still They Fly. All of this stuff is in the DVD before it happened. So just if you folks want to teach anybody a lesson, here it is. Okay, that's on the stuff relating to that. Then we've got the animal-human hybrid controversy.
Yes.
All right. On that PDF, and I'm speaking fast just for the sake of time, if you go down three paragraphs, in Minnesota last year, that's 2004, researchers at the Mayo Clinic created pigs with human blood flowing through their bodies.
That's fact. I know. Yes.
Darn specific, isn't it? Well, if you look at my page there where I have the quote, and I've got to just bring it up myself so I can see it, we have from Meyer, and this is from 1995. I downloaded first 98. It's in your book, Art, sitting on your shelf, Human-Animal Hybrids. And it talks right there, blah, blah, blah,
yes.
blah. So-called semi-humans whom they will produce by crossing humans with pigs.
All right. Have you looked into who the Underground Video Inc. was?
I tried to. I searched on the internet. I can't find them.
So they're just gone.
Yeah, but they're welcome to come forward. They can accuse, you know, take me in front and debate it with me.
Have you tried to find Michael Taylor?
I could not get anything specifically on a Michael Taylor. But Art, right now you've got 5 million people around the world. If Michael Taylor and Underground Video are listening, fellas, go to my website. It's real easy to find me.
Well, no, get a hold of me.
Fine.
And then I'll have them on with you.
Beautiful.
And you can meet them. And,
absolutely.
We'll find out what's what.
I'll be happy to do it, and I promise to come.
I do think, you know, the weight is on them. In other words, they really need to produce the evidence that they're talking about here, because it doesn't seem to be producible elsewhere.
It's pretty hard when you've got CFI West and the amazing Randy backing down, failing to meet the challenge, and now claiming the case isn't a hoax. How are these guys going to back it up? Well, maybe they're going to be very inventive.
But exactly where did the amazing
Randy retract it?
No, where did he... where did all this come up, and how did it come up?
I entered into a debate, if you will, with all the professional skeptics, Michael Shermer from Skeptic Magazine, the amazing Randy, Vaughn Rees, all these guys, and on one of their pages, IIG.com or something like that, there must be 30 or 40 email exchanges, and in there, Randy, in I think it was like March of 2002 or something, or 2003, I don't have this in front of me, he says, the Meyer case is a farce that a child could see through, and blah, blah, it goes on and on. Well, after you boot the guys off the air from CFI West, I think it's April of 2003, he claims he never said the Meyer case is a hoax, so he must have misunderstood me.
Oh.
Well, you know, to me, that's a retraction, folks. He didn't write the check. I'm not waiting for it. I know Billy isn't. But, you know, come on, take us on. Show us the big hoax here. But just so I do this and make my case for you and your listeners, and people can now do this for themselves, scientists confirm mad cow disease in goat.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and you see the article there. It's in the news. Now, I also gave another link on my website to another guy who's a vegan or something or other, a scientist, who shows the connection. So when you talk about BSE and CJD, you're talking about the same thing, scrapey, whatever you want to call it. Well, on page 347 of the book that's sitting on Art Bell's bookshelf and thousands of others around the world, there is the document. And Meyer has already said the spread of mad cow disease to other animals and humans. Mm. It's one of those six specifics kind of sequential things that was going to happen. It happened, and there we go. Now, it's also gone into other animals like deer and moose and elk and what have you.
And there are those, though, who would say, well, it was going to happen. I mean, almost everybody knew that something like that was
up. Yeah, but guess what? Everybody, you know, people always say to me, well, anybody could have guessed this or that. Now, the fact is that not anybody did, and all of these things that Meyer, who else did it? Now, on the same page where I've got this information on my site, you'll see a PDF for the 249th contact. If people open up that PDF, what they're going to see is a document which is going to offend, again, it's going to offend a lot of people, but so be it, because of all the things that are said in there, but right in the middle of that contact, they talk about this, you know, the prion disease and the CJS, and all this stuff, and this is one of the ETs, talks to Meyer about the specific temperatures that we are not even yet treating this animal products with to destroy the prions, and how the incubation period, this is 1994, 11 years ago.
All right, in the interest of time, if we do not change current policies, then Meyer has forecast certain things to come, right?
Yes.
Let's cover those very quickly. What is ahead?
Okay, well, let me just take a breath here on this one, because this is, it's hard for me only because I live here and you live here and we're all in this together.
That's right.
And this is, just let me say it, and everybody that wants to be mad about it, you can be mad. On September 9th of this year, and let me also go back to say that on my web page, there is a Billy's Documents page where you will find documents from Meyer from about 2001 or so.
Got to hurry here, Michael.
Huh?
We've got to hurry.
Okay. They already forecast that if the U.S. launches these wars of aggression, we will get a third world war. It will be precipitated by the irrational policies that are running the country known as the U.S., Great Britain, and he's also talked about 15 others. So for those that want to say it's anti-American, it's anti-many people. But specifically, they have said, and this is the other part, September 9th, when they told him in advance, once again, George Bush will be reelected fraudulently. There will be votes that have been kept back in computers in key states, 400,000 votes. There will be the death of Yasser Arafat before the end of November.
Okay, you're going back to things that happened. I want to stick with things
saying,
that are going to happen.
Right. If the policies do not change, and if we allow the current administration, its agenda, to launch worldwide wars, unprecedented destruction, devastation, and annihilation, as never before experienced on the planet Earth, will befall not only the planet, but specifically the United States of America under the mad direction of the current policymakers.
Mm-hmm. People will interpret that as a definite attack. And then hurricanes, firestorms?
Yes.
Weather weapons?
Weather weapons, laser, computer, biological, all of this. They've said, folks, this will come to you if you do not rise up against this.
So you're going to get a lot of angry emails.
Yes, here. I know. But I would just say to the people, everybody's already said, Billy's anti-American, I'm anti-American for reporting. Here's my bottom line, Art. It's either true or if it's not. If it's not true, flush it and forget about it. If it rings true, if you can investigate this and see there's 53 years of credibility and these people are trying to tell us, warn us, you're on the wrong path, then I'm a guy walking down the street at night saying, your house is on fire. You can stay asleep. You can wake up. You can call the fire department. You can put it out. You can do whatever you want, but I have to yell about it.
All right. For those that are already yelling into their email, you have an email address, right?
Oh, yes. Well, just come to the website. You can take your shots at me. It's theyfly.com. theyfly.com. Everything, just about everything tonight, is already on a two-hour video that we produced. It was in production in 2003. The books have had it for years. They're available. Read it for yourself. Get informed.
Michael, is this how you make your living?
No. I mean, it's helping, but no. As a matter of fact, I had created a fitness program, especially for people who are seated a lot. I work with seniors. My oldest student was 103.
Okay, that is not your main business.
No, I hope to make it. I want to go around and lecture on it. But here's another thing, Art. I'm coming out, just so you know, and I wasn't even going to mention this. I come out in a month with a song album of 12 songs. I've written
a
songs
song before. Album. Michael, I got to go. We're out of time.
I love it. Thanks,
right.
Art.
Take care. That's Michael Horn, the American representative for Billy Meyer. And remember, if you want that email address, to finish that email, I know you're writing, it's on his website. We've got a link up there to his website. We'll be right back.